Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to Saturate. Today it is a great day in the Lord, and I hope you're having a wonderful day yourself. We want to get right on into the Word. I think today we're going to start off in Romans chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. But we want to do this song first before we go. This is, the Gaither Vocal Band always changing up members. Some come, some go, some get old and retire. And some. I saw this video, and I'm not real sure if this is all the members, and I can't name them. But there's a whole lot of new guys standing there. But this is an old song you probably will recognize. My family and I do this song when we go out. My son-in-law, Mel Parnell, sings this song. But boy, you're going to like this version right here. This plainly says, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Please listen to this and just enjoy yourself, okay? We'll be right back.
I thought number one would surely be me. Thought I could be what I wanted to be. Thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, I've learned how to stand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Can I get somebody to help me sing? I can't even
walk. You
know the mountains too high.
mountains too high, and the valleys are too high. On my knees, I learned how to stand, but I can't even walk. Oh, I can't. Without you holding my hand.
Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Boy, if that's the truth, can't even walk without you holding my hand. Great song. Romans chapter 4, verse 4. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly. Oh, man, underline that, please. Romans 4, 5. But to him that worketh not, talking about people who don't earn their salvation, but believe. See, that's how you get it. You get your righteousness, your justification. And here it says, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of a man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. We're talking about eternal security. Number one, salvation cannot be lost because it is a free gift of God. It's not anything you earned. It's not anything you can spend. You know what I'm saying? It's not some kind of a monetary something you can spend away and burn up. And so the question always arises, well, what about all these people out there living like hell? Well, they didn't want to be saved. You know, if you're out there wanting to live like hell, if you're wanting to live in the world with the world's way, folks, you're not under grace. That's not grace. Grace doesn't give you the right to go out and just live any old way you want to live. That's not grace, and that's not salvation. Salvation is people who are tired of the world, tired of the devil beating up on them, tired of trying to save themselves, they've done everything they know to do, and they're stuck in a loop, stuck in an addiction, stuck in all kinds of garbage in the world, and they need some relief. They need some grace, some mercy, some peace. And they give it over to Jesus Christ. They say, I believe in you. And simply by believing, John 3:16 says, you trade corruption and destruction for eternal life. Now, let me just reason with you a second here, okay? If my children were to wonder if their behavior would make me disown them or not, do you think they'd be able to live secure in my household? Do you think they'd be able? Now, I will have to say, I can remember my mother, but it wasn't the question if she's going to whip me hard. It's that she's going to whip me long. She could put a whipping on this big boy. I ain't kidding you. But she loved me so much, and I'm going to tell you, not one moment of my life can I ever remember thinking, well, I wonder if I've gone too far. I wonder if she's going to disown me. I wonder if I'm not going to be my mom. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. All the years that I was stuck in drug addiction and just living terrible, it was a horrible lifestyle. I never once ever thought or worried whether my mom was going to disown me as her child. Folks, that's the way it is with the Father in heaven. You know, you may be falling and getting back up. But what does it say in Proverbs 24:16-18? If a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again. Now, how can you rise righteous if you didn't fall righteous? And you fall righteous and you rise righteous because your salvation is secure. Your eternity with the Father is secure. And this is Old Testament, folks. It says, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. They fall one time. It's done. But a righteous man can get back up just as righteous as he was when he fell. Let's keep reading some scriptures here. Let me grab another one. Let's go to chapter 11. This is Romans chapter 11, verse 6. For if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more of grace. Otherwise, works is no more works. So, folks, number one, it took 2 programs to get here, but your salvation is secure, I believe, number one, because it is a gift. Let's move on to point number 2 now. Salvation cannot be lost because it's imputed by a substitution. You want to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made." Notice that word says made, the righteousness of God in him. Now, I started off either today or yesterday. I can't remember which one, but letting you know I can't walk. What about that song we just did? I can't walk without him holding my hand. I can't even walk, folks. Now, I learned to walk a long time ago, but if you really want to know the truth, you can't walk. You can't do anything. That's what Jesus said. You can't do anything without me. So in him, we are righteous. In ourselves, we are not. But in him, we are eternally secure. Folks, it is imputed to us. He was made to be sin. He was not a sinner. He was made. He took my sin on him and nailed it to the cross so that I could be made the righteousness of God in him. That's some good stuff. Galatians chapter 2:20 says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live in the flesh." I live in the flesh. I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me. And what did he do? Gave himself for me. Oh, my goodness. Now, if you're going to sit there and tell me you can lose your salvation, number one, you got to tell me, what did you base your salvation on in the beginning? Now, this is important. I'm going to say that again. If you can lose your salvation, what did you base it on to begin with? Because if you're basing it on the precious, perfect, powerful blood and body and life of Jesus Christ and tell me you can lose it, then that's just saying that you just don't believe his blood and his life and his body and his sacrifice was perfect enough to take care of your sin. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Folks, if Jesus Christ, death on the cross, wasn't enough to save you, then he died in vain. But folks, he wouldn't have died in vain. If there was any other way, I guarantee you the loving, precious Father would have never allowed him to go to the cross and die that horrible death. No, my friends, the powerful blood and life and body of my precious Savior is way more than enough. We're going to get to that. It's more than enough to pay the sin debt in your life, and it is secure. When he said it was finished, he didn't say, "Well, maybe." No, it's finished. Let's get to another scripture. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. "But Christ being come in high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once in the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Read it, folks. It's right there. Not going to be able to get to point three today, but let's just rehash this. Point two says you can't lose your salvation because it's imputed to you as from a substitution. Jesus Christ substituted for you. You remember in the Old Testament, it was talking about the blood of bulls and goats. That's what it was. It was a substitution, but it couldn't clean their conscience. You could only atone. Atonement meant a covering. It only covered for once a year and for a year. Every year they had to keep coming back. And you know what it did too? It also continued to remind them of what sinners they were. But the blood of Jesus Christ, so much more powerful, and himself putting it on the heavenly tabernacle, has made redemption for us once and for all eternally. You can walk away with your conscience clean today. Take Jesus as your personal Savior today. Don't wait another minute. You'll be so glad that you did, and we rejoice with you. Thank you again so much for coming to Saturate. Don't forget to call this radio station and let them know how much you appreciate Saturate on this broadcast. We want to see you again here, same time, same place tomorrow. Bye-bye.